Well, I've been on bar crawls, I've been on wine walks, but I have never done a coffee tour. But now in St. Pete, you can indulge. And this is one time you're really going to stay awake during the tour. Brendan Smith from St. Pete Coffee Tours joining us in Ann Kelly's Kitchen. Brendan, now tell me exactly how you came up with the idea for the tour.
Yeah, it was just having coffee with a friend, honestly. St. Pete in the last 3 years has just exploded with amazing craft coffee shops. I was having just coffee with a friend, and she started asking me about which ones she should go to and what did they specialize in and what she should try when she's there. And we just decided to take a bunch of friends and do a little coffee tour. It was so popular, we did it again, and that was so popular, we started doing it for everybody.
And all of a sudden, you have a business.
All of a sudden, I set up stpetecoffeetour.com, and people started sending emails and booking them, and we've been going pretty strong ever since.
I'm glad to hear that. Now, I have one friend in particular who loves her coffee and loves going to downtown St. Pete and finding brand new places. Bandit Coffee has been one of her favorites. How do you choose who you're going to go visit?
For me, I'm a coffee aficionado too. And so I'm looking at places that are part of the local culture in St. Pete and are just doing a great job. They're serving awesome coffee, taking care of people, and so we just pick the best shops, honestly. It's kind of a curated tour that way. Hmm. You get my expert opinion.
Well, after you've done enough of these tours, I'm sure you're quite the expert. Now, let me ask you this. Are these local shops? Or are you staying away from the chains?
They're all local shops. I work closely with all the proprietors from the shops, and it's great to just support St. Pete. St. Pete's my hometown. I love this community. I love coffee. It's great to bring the two together.
It really is, and I'm sure shopping local, which is so important to everyone, all the vendors really appreciate that. Have you had a lot of coffee shops that maybe you didn't know about here in St. Pete contact you and invite you over?
I've had a few. The great thing, Anne, is that every 6 months, a new coffee shop opens up. I mean, the St. Pete is booming in general, and with food and with wine and beer and art and all the other different things comes coffee. And I think St. Pete's becoming one of the best coffee cities around. It really is.
I have to agree with you. I was not a huge coffee drinker until I started going out with my friend, and she was introducing me to all the different blends and what she enjoys. And I'm kind of developing my own coffee palate. Do you have a lot of first-timers on the tour?
We have a lot of first-timers. We have people. We had a lady and her husband, who are retired. He's a retired oncologist. And she drank coffee once in her 20s and then gave up on it because it was terrible.
Oh, it was bitter.
It was awful. Plus, she's got a lot of energy anyway. So they came out on the tour because he's really into coffee. She's not. She came to be social and supportive. And she's ended up really, really liking it because you get to try things you've never tried otherwise.
Oh, and that's the fun part. And you're not only sampling coffee. There are some tea samplings too, aren't there?
There's coffee. There's some tea. We do a variety. Mm-hmm. Every tour is going to be mapped out. Typically speaking, if you go on a St. Pete coffee tour, you're going to hit usually three different coffee shops.
Mm-hmm.
You'll definitely try some black coffee, some really rare coffees. You might get to learn a little bit about, say, how to brew different ways, how to taste. Last week, we did the same coffee brewed three different ways, which was a really enlivening experience because it tastes completely different. You get to do a cupping, which is kind of the equivalent of a wine tasting.
Uh-huh.
But for coffee, it's how you evaluate coffee. So learning how to detect the different flavors and nuances in the coffee. But then you're going to try something unique and fun, like our friends at Intermezzo Coffee and Cocktails do amazing coffee-based cocktails.
Mm.
So we've had a mint julep, where we replaced the bourbon with espresso.
Huh.
Really, really creative, fun stuff. The bikery. Last week, we did a food pairing. We got to try some cheese and we did a lemon ricotta with a Kenyan coffee.
Oh.
And I promise you, it tastes like they were made in heaven to go together. Yeah, just between them and, you know, we do a lot of the cuppings down at Southside, or Craft Cafe has some really unique coffees that they bring in. You're going to try a variety of different drinks, sometimes a little bite to eat, learn a little bit, make new friends. It's a lot of fun. We have a blast.
It does sound like a great time. Now, these are morning tours?
Typically, they're morning.
Okay.
We've got we're running them every Saturday right now. usually at 9 a.m. So it runs about 3 hours every Saturday. And then for the fall, we're going to gear up to start running them, running a weekday tour as well.
Nice.
We may have some special one-off events, special events. We've been talking about doing a painting with coffee where you take different coffees and use them as your paints.
Okay.
It's just a fun kind of evening event. And we've got lots of stuff coming up. It's really exciting.
Well, it's exciting. And to experience it yourself, if someone wants to take a tour and get a little more information, where should we send them?
StPeteCoffeeTour.com is where they can register.
Okay.
And you can also visit us on Facebook, St. Pete Coffee Tours, or Instagram at St. Pete Coffee Tour. And
how about a hashtag?
Yeah. Hashtag, thank you. Hashtag St. Pete Coffee Tour. ST in for Saint, STPETE Coffee Tour.
Cool. Well, get online, everybody, and sign up, because I know it's limited registration. You can't accommodate. Well, actually, how many people can you accommodate?
We take 15 on each tour, so you're absolutely right. They tend to sell out sometimes a month in advance.
Wow.
Right now, we do actually have, we weren't going to do a tour this week, but we added it just last week. So we do have a couple of slots open still. And I believe next week may already be sold out, but we've got a few things coming up. So just check the calendar, stpetecoffeetour.com. You can just click the button to learn more and book a tour. We'd love to see you.
It sounds really good. I'm looking forward to taking a tour myself.
Yes, I'm looking forward to having you. It's going to be great.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Brendan. It's stpetecoffeetour.com. Sign up today and make a few new friends. Brendan, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure, Anne. Thank you.